Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, September 18, 2013. An Israeli contractor leaves his Palestinian worker to bleed to death after a work injury. In the meantime, the Israeli military invades several areas in the West Bank. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian worker bled to death when his Israeli employer dragged him from the construction site after he was seriously injured during work in Tel Aviv. Israeli media sources said on Wednesday that Ehsan Abu Srur, 54, from the Askar refugee camp in the northern West Bank city of Nablus, suffered serious injuries and was abandoned by his employer, who did not even try to resuscitate him or call for help, which resulted in his death. According to Israeli newspaper Haaretz, the victim was left without any help until a teacher identified as Nicholas Kaskalar tried to resuscitate him after he noticed that he was alive but in a very serious condition. He told Haaretz that liquids were coming out of the mouth of the victim when he found him. Several eyewitnesses said that they saw the contractor arriving at the construction site and that after he saw the man was seriously injured, he and two other workers dragged him to the sidewalk where they left him to die. The name of the Israeli employer was not disclosed by Israeli media. On Wednesday at dawn, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded Yatta town south of the southern West Bank city of Hebron, broke into and searched several homes, and installed roadblocks in various areas in Hebron district. Eyewitnesses said that the soldiers violently broke into and searched a number of homes, including the home of Abu Qubaita family. Furthermore, the army installed various roadblocks at the entrances of the town of Halhul and Sa'ir, the northern entrance of Hebron city, and Al-Fawar junction. This is the second day in a row that the Israeli military invade Yatta and Al-Fawar refugee camp. In related news, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded various neighborhoods in the northern West Bank city of Nablus, broke into and searched several homes before kidnapping one resident. Local sources said that the soldiers kidnapped Muhammad Naif Daoud, 29, a resident of Ras Al Ain neighborhood in the city, and took him to an unknown destination. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, September 18, 2013, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Rishman.